So in case you're tuned in wondering, hey, where's the pregame show? Where's the starting lineups? That will come later. We anticipate that we should be able to play tonight, but we're just going to have to sit tight for now as rain is coming down on the giant white tarp here at TD Ballpark, and we will have a rain delay before tonight's ball game. So we'll keep you updated as to any possible start time. Hopefully not too long, but stay tuned to our social media channels. We'll be sure to boost out the word there as soon as we get any sort of word on a potential start time or any related news. So we'll send our broadcast off the air. Again, stay tuned. Maybe keep this tab open on your web browser if you want to get the most up-to-date word, but we'll also post it on social media. So a quick hi and goodbye as we are in a rain delay before tonight's ball game between Bradenton and the Blue Jays. Stay with us. Howdy again, everybody. Larry Larson in with you, and news just across the wire. We will start tonight's game at 7:15. So we'll begin our normal pregame coverage at 7 o'clock, 15 minutes prior to first pitch. And we'll get you all square for Bradenton and the Blue Jays. Game number 3 of a 6-game series here. Blue Jays currently lead the season series 5-3 after taking a doubleheader yesterday. Grant Rogers against Carlson Reed should be a good pitching matchup. And we will have baseball tonight. 7:15 first pitch here in the Eastern Time Zone. So stay with us. We'll keep our audio stream on the air here at TD Ballpark. And, yeah, thanks for sticking with us. First pitch coming up here in about 30 minutes on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball, a little bit later than normal. After a rain delay, the Blue Jays will play for a sixth consecutive win as they take on the Bradenton Marauders, the Pittsburgh Pirates single-A affiliate here in the Florida State League. Good evening, everybody. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you're with us on your Wednesday night. Thanks for sticking with us. Rather, it's a Thursday night. Wow, week flying by with yesterday's doubleheader. A special welcome into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show in Dunedin. Eddie's Bar and Grill, enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. Blue Jays come into this one at 31-28. It's their best record since April 21st, their first time three games over 500 since that date. So this team is playing some good baseball lately, and if they win today, they tie their season-long win streak. So obviously we'll keep our fingers crossed. Bradenton on the other side of things, 25-34. They've really struggled on the road, just 4-22 away from Lee Comm Park. Worst in single A, and actually that road winning percentage is the worst in all of minor league baseball. So not just a single A worst, but a minor league baseball worst. Quick recap of yesterday's doubleheader for you. Blue Jays swept it in game one. They took it 8-4. Blue Jays struck first with three runs in the second inning, highlighted by a two-run homer from Bryce Arnold. That lead was quickly erased, though, in the third inning when Bradenton opened the frame with four straight hits, capped off by a two-run homer from Omar Alfonso. So Bradenton led 4-3 until the Blue Jays rallied for five runs on four hits in the fifth inning. RBIs from Alexis Hernandez, two RBIs knock from Gene Joseph, and an RBI double from Robert Robertis accounted for the scoring in that fifth inning. So that was the difference in that ball game. On the pitching side, Jorge Bautista only went three innings, but the Blue Jays bullpen backed him up for a shutout. Two from Alcalde, two from Carter. On to game two, it was a pitcher's duel through and through. Blue Jays won that one by a score of 2-1 behind five innings of one-run ball from Jerron Watts Brown. He struck out five, walked two, only allowed two hits. On the other side of things for Bradenton, Antoine Kelly went the distance. He pitched all six innings for the Marauders, but he was rewarded with the loss as he allowed the game's deciding run in unearned fashion in the fourth inning as Tucker Thoman singled on the infield and eventually came around to score on a throwing error by the catcher Oxyal Plaz with two outs, and that unearned run was the difference in the ball game. Again, more stellar work from the Blue Jays bullpen, a two-inning save from Kai Peterson, including five strikeouts from Kai in just those two frames. So Blue Jays bullpen, something to keep an eye on here today as they have been red hot lately. We'll step aside for a break and then get you set with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups for tonight's ball game here at TD Ballpark. Third game of a six-game set here this week between the Marauders and the DJs. DJs still technically alive in the Florida State League West playoff race in the first half. We'll detail that next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game flex pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Getting you set for baseball at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Game number 3 between Bradenton and the Blue Jays coming up here shortly. Let's dive into the standings in the Florida State League West with just 7 games remaining. In the first half of the season, the Blue Jays are situated 7 games back of the first place Lakeland Flying Tigers. So the Blue Jays not mathematically eliminated because they own the tiebreaker with Lakeland. And things are going to get real complex in the last week or so of the first half, considering how much rain that Fort Myers and Lakeland have got down in Fort Myers this week. They've already canceled the game of that series. It looks like they're going to have to play 2 doubleheaders coming up towards the weekend. We might talk about that more later, but it's going to be a scheduling mess. Clearwater 2 games back, so that race far from over. They got to try and get as many games in as possible. Bradenton, on the other hand, they are mathematically eliminated 13 games back. Let's take a look at tonight's pitching matchup presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. Grant Rogers takes the baseball for the DJs. His ERA at 4.93 for the season. Thanks to a bit of a slump here lately, he's got a 6.33 earned run average in his last 4 starts. But on the flip side of that coin, he's been the model of consistency. He's gone at least 5 innings in each of his last 5 starts. You just don't see that at this level. He'll be opposed by Carlson Reed, the hard-throwing right-hander, former West Virginia Mountaineer, Pittsburgh's 4th-round draft pick last year out of West Virginia. He has been great. 2.22 ERA. Opponents hitting under 200 against him. And perhaps the stat that really jumps out is Bradenton has won 6 of its last 7 games started by Carlson Reed. So when he pitches, more times than not, Bradenton has won. He's kept him in a lot of ball games. So that's the pitching matchup. Rogers against Reed here in Game 3 of this series. Let's dive into the starting lineups presented by Bon Appetit. For a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view, visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Starting with the visitors from just down the road in Bradenton, Kiner Delgado will lead it off and play second base. Omar Alfonso will do the catching and bat second. Emmanuel Torero is the center fielder, batting third. As Merlin Valdez will DH and bat cleanup. Shaleen Polanco is the left fielder, hitting fifth. Axial Plaz, power hitting catcher and first baseman, will bat sixth and play first base tonight. Eddie Rodriguez is out in right, hitting seventh. Javier Rivas, perhaps the hottest hitter in the entire league, will bat eighth and play short. And Gerald Toledo, Toledo, excuse me, rounds it out, batting ninth, playing third base. Those are the Marauders. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting off with Victor Arias, who now owns the longest on-base streak in the league at 19 games. He's out in center. Gene Joseph is the DH tonight, batting second. Robert Robertis moves up in the order after a few RBIs in game one. Yesterday, he'll bat third and play left. Manuel Beltre is the shortstop, hitting cleanup. Nick Deschamps will do the catching and hit fifth. Alexis Hernandez is out in right. Daniel Perez playing first base today, batting seventh. Adrian Meza makes his first start of the season with the DJs, batting eighth, playing third. And Bryce Arnold rounds out the starting nine, batting ninth, and playing second base after he homered yesterday. So those are both starting lineups for you. Tonight's umpiring crew, umpires brought to you by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. For sushi and international cuisine with a contemporary flair, visit Pisces in downtown Dunedin. Dominic Romero is the home plate umpire, while Blake Bizone is out in the field. Same crew that we had in game one yesterday with Romero behind the plate and Bizone in the field. Blue Jays just about set to take the field. They're suiting up in a bit of a different look today. They're going with their powder blue uniforms that are usually reserved for Sundays. They haven't won wearing these uniforms yet, so they've kind of shied away from using them. Trying to break that streak here today. Dunedin across the chest in a darker blue text with dark blue and white numbers on the back, while Bradenton is in their alternate black tops. Bradenton in script across the chest, highlighted in gold with black caps and that Bradenton Marauder head logo on the center. Blue Jays starting lineup about to be introduced here at TD Ballpark. Let's take a listen in and then we'll get our first pitch, national anthem, and more coming up here shortly.
Batting third, left fielder, number 43, Robert Robertis. Batting fourth, shortstop, number one, Manuel Beltre. Batting fifth, catcher, number 31, Nick Deschamps. Batting sixth, right fielder, number 30, Alexis Hernandez. Batting seventh, first baseman, number 46, Daniel Perez. Batting eighth, third baseman, number 11, Adrian Meza. Batting ninth, second baseman, number 4, Bryce Arnold. The starting pitcher for your Blue Jays is right-hander, number 40, Grant Rogers. Fans, please remove your caps, and for those who are able, please rise for the singing of the national anthem.
A wonderful pre-recorded rendition of our nation's national anthem has us all set for baseball a little bit later than scheduled, but we will play tonight between Bradenton and the DJs. First pitch coming up next from Grant Rogers when we return on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Welcome to the
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. While the Marauders and the Blue Jays could feel a little bit of rain on their skin just a few moments ago as the tarp was on the field, the tarp is now off, and we are all set for baseball. Game number 3 of a 6-game series between the DJs and the Marauders. Blue Jays opened the series with a doubleheader sweep yesterday. Today, Grant Rogers takes the baseball, takes the field as always to Unwritten by Natasha Benningfield. A little deliberation as to whether or not he wanted to change that song over the last week, but he stuck with it fittingly on this rainy evening on the Gulf Coast. Rogers, the big, tall righty, 6'7", 230, will square off against Kiner Delgado. Switch hitter batting from the left side to start tonight's ball game. Delgado went 2-for-6 and last night's twin bill. First pitch to him. Fastball, called strike on the outside edge, and we are underway at 7:19 Eastern Time. Thanks for sticking with us through that rain delay. Glad you're with us on your Thursday. 0-1 pitch. Delgado takes low. 1-1. Rogers has a really deep repertoire, fastball, cutter, curveball, also a sweeping slider and a changeup from a dropped slot. 1-1. Misses a touch outside on the cutter. 2-1. Rogers has struggled a little bit lately. His ERA is inflated to 4.93 after a really good start to the year. 2-1, hopper foul above the Blue Jays dugout on the first base side. It's 2-2. Rogers over his last 4 starts, a 6.33 ERA. Hence the thoughts about maybe changing the walk-up song. He stuck with it. 2-2 toss. Delgado pops it up. Into left field. Robertis moves back. Straight away for him. He makes the catch. Delgado retired on a flyout. And there's one away for Omar Alfonso.
Now batting catcher number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Alfonso, the Pirates' number 28 prospect, according to the preseason pipeline list. And he sure hit like it in stretches this year. First pitch to the lefty. Slapped the opposite way. Out of play down the left field line. And it's 0-1. No score, just getting started top of the first. Alfonso, the .247 average. 3 homers. OPS over .715 or so. About average. Pitch misses outside. 1-1. To be exact, Alfonso's OPS at .746. Certainly respectable. Bats in a wide open stance. 1-1. He lays off a cutter outside. 2-1. Alfonso homered in game 1 yesterday. 2-run shot the opposite way to left. He's got 3 bombs this year. 2-1. Popped up. Out of play. Over the first base grandstand. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looks like Alfonso needs some more pine tar or something. And home plate umpire Dominic Romero is shaking his head. He says, nope, you can't do that. Jim Horner, the manager, comes out. He says, what do you mean he can't do that? That's really the first time that we've seen anything like this. Horner with the last word as he heads back to the dugout. I don't know why they wouldn't let him put more pine tar on the bat. I mean, we've already had the delay. He took a timeout. Anyways, two balls, two strikes. Alfonso with the breath, and the pitch from Rogers. Misses downstairs, runs it full, 3-2. Now, that's not a great start with the home plate umpire, considering that Alfonso is the catcher for Bradenton. Obviously, that's an important relationship. Payoff pitch, slapped through the left side for a base hit. Through the shift on the left side. As they were playing to pull for him, Alfonso went the opposite way, and he's got a one-out single in the top of the first.
Center fielder, number 15, Emmanuel Terrero.
So here's Emmanuel Terrero, left-handed hitting outfielder. Off to a slow start to his year after opening the season on the IL. He's only played a handful of games. First pitch. Misses low and in near the shoot tops on the cutter. Ball one. Terrero is 1-for-15 to open his year. Pretty uncharacteristic considering that he hit 266 in 80 games last year with the Marauders. Eight homers as well. 1-0. Is floated into shallow left. Robertis comes in and makes the catch on the sinking liner. Alfonso hustles back to first, and there's two down. So it's up to us, Merlin Valdez. Gray overcast skies overhead. Although looking out in the distance, there is some blue sky. But the sun is covered. Lights are flipped on here at TD Ballpark. First pitch to Valdez, misses in. Ball one. Valdez played both games in yesterday's doubleheader. Went 1-for-6. Hitting 243 in 51 games. Pretty much an everyday guy. Taking the pitch from Rogers is a tapper foul. One ball, one strike. Hard to believe it's game number 60 today. Halfway point coming up next week. The first half ends, and the standings reset. As an airplane flies overhead, Rogers tosses the 1-1 and just misses outside on a slider. Drop down to that three-quarters arm angle that he employs on occasion. Throws that slider and a changeup from that angle. The pitch, big bouncer foul on the third base side. Two balls, two strikes. To break down Rogers' arsenal, he throws the cutter the most, 38%. And that's something that he's maybe trying to cut down a little bit on, according to both Rogers and pitching coach Corey Reardon. 2-2. Pulled foul on the ground past third base. Still two balls, two strikes. Then Rogers uses the four-seam fastball, so a straight fastball, 23% of the time, and opponents have fared well against that pitch, hitting 324 against it. And then he throws a slider, sinking fastball, and changeup pretty much evenly from there on out. 2-2. Valdez takes down and away. Runs it full, 3-2. That sinking fastball for Rogers has really proved to be effective. Grant from the stretch, sets at the belt. Here comes the payoff to Valdez. Swing and a miss, strike three. Rogers works around a first inning single from Omar Alfonso to put up a zero to start his night. After a half, it's Bradenton nothing. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Leading off for the Blue Jays, center fielder.
To the bottom of the first we go, and Carlson Reed has taken the baseball tonight for Bradenton, making his 11th start of the year. And usually when he takes the baseball, it means good things for the Marauders. See that stat there. Bradenton has won 6 of its last 7 Reed start days. First pitch to Victor Arias, the Blue Jays leadoff man. He takes outside. Ball 1. It's 1-0. Arias played in game 1 yesterday, extended his on-base streak to 19 with a double. 1-0. He takes a called strike on a fastball. 91 on the outside edge. A fan says, "Really?" "Well, sorry, buddy. You can direct your complaints to the computer upstairs." 1-1. Arias with a big rip and a miss on a changeup. That's 1-2. Arias hitting .264. And across his 19-game on-base streak, it's more just been finding a way on base. He hasn't exactly been red hot. He crouches a little bit more with 2 strikes. The 1-2 from Reed. He takes fastball high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So across those 19 games, Victor hitting .239 with a .713 OPS. 2-2 offer. Arias breaks his bat on a hopper to the second baseman. Delgado gloves it hip high and plenty of time. He throws to first. Makes the play, avoids the barrel, and tumbled near first base coach Matt Von Romer. There's one down.
Number 6, Jimmy Joseph.
Joseph, the DH today, went 2-for-3 yesterday in game 1, and then 1-for-2 in game 2. First pitch to him, misses high and tight, ball 1. No score, bottom 1. Joseph has been a strong presence in this Blue Jays lineup, hitting .243. 1-0 to him, misses high and tight again. 2 balls, no strikes. Joseph with 3 homers. On base plus slugging at .717. Slightly above average. 2-0. Joseph swings away, pops it up high in the air out of play behind home plate. 2 balls, 1 strike. Joseph signed by the Blue Jays as an international free agent in 2022. Out of the Dominican Republic. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Went after a changeup there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Reed throws a sinking fastball, a four-seam fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Keeps guys off balance. 2-2. Joseph takes a called strike 3. Now's the changeup again, upper half of the zone. Joseph caught window shopping for out number 2.
Left fielder, number 43, Robert Robertis.
Base is empty for Robert Robertis. Had a big season debut with the DJs yesterday. Went 1-for-2 with a double and 2 runs driven in. And an 8-4 win, part of the doubleheader sweep. First pitch to the lefty. He takes high and outside, ball 1. No score, bottom 1. Robertis opened the season on the IL, played some rehab games in the Complex League, 1-0 to him. He jumps out of the way. 2 balls, no strikes. Robertis, a guy who's Kind of bounced around a little bit the last few years in the minor league system. Got a taste of double A. 2-0. Paints the outside edge. Two balls, one strike. Played five games with double A New Hampshire in 2022 and fared well. Went 5-for-17 with two homers. 2-1. It's bounced foul, first base side. Nice snag by Jayuni Munoz, who's got the day off, but wanted to pitch in. Snagged that ball off the warning track. Two balls, two strikes on Robertis. Reed from the windup. 6'4 right-hander, 200 pounds, twists and tosses. Robertis grounds it sharply down to first. Plaz snares it, takes it to the bag himself. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the home half of the first. We go to the second. Scoreless between Bradenton and the DJs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJs daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
No score as we go to the second inning at TD Ballpark. Grant Rogers set to face 5-6-7 in Bradenton's order. Grant worked around a one-out single from Omar Alfonso in the first. First pitch to the lefty, Polanco. Hard hopper, foul on the first base side. And it's 0-1. Polanco played both games yesterday in the twin bill. Went 1-for-5 with a walk. A guy that can be defined as an all-or-nothing type hitter. He's got six homers, but on the other side of the coin, hitting just 162 with 71 strikeouts in 51 games. 0-1 misses way outside. That pitch slipped out of Rogers' hand. Grabs some dirt before climbing back on the hill. Long-haired righty kicks and deals. And a swing and a foul tip. Off the catcher, Nick Deschamps' mitt. One ball, two strikes. Polanco with long black socks to match his black alternate jersey. Gray pants. 1-2. Reached out and chopped foul. Bizarre. Polanco hit it twice. First on the actual swing and then second on the back swing. Bounce that ball back towards the backstop. Probably couldn't do that again if he tried. 1-2. Misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Polanco considered a top 30 prospect by MLB Pipeline and the Pirates system. 2-2. He bounces it foul. A time away from his barrel towards the Blue Jays dugout. Still 2-2. Polanco signed by the Bucks back in 2021 out of the DR. Still just 20 years old, so he's got some time to figure out the whole hitting for average thing. 2-2, rolled foul. We'll do it again. Good battle here. This is a Marauders team that has good power across the board, especially lately. Good amount of hot bats power-wise. 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, strike three. The split changeup from Rogers sets down Polanco for out number one. Back-to-back punch-outs from Grant.
First baseman, number 46, Oxiel Plaz.
Here's Oxiel Plaz. Speaking of pop, Plaz has got some. Four homers for him. 214 hitter, righty on righty, first pitch. Fastball runs inside, ball one. No score, top two. Plaz, a big and burly batter. 1-0, wave and a miss. How's that sinker? We mentioned that in the first inning. Really good sinking fastball from Rogers. At least according to the StatCast data. 1-1 is chopped foul. One ball, two strikes. So that sinker also from that lower release slot. And between two arm slots, five or six pitches, it's a lot for opponents to handle. 1-2 popped up out of play. We'll do it again. Talking to Blue Jays pitching coach Corey Reardon before the game, I asked him what's kind of been the struggle for Grant here over his last four starts or so. Next 1-2. Plaz cues it foul. Just got a piece of it off the end of the bat back towards the screen. Still 1-2. And Corey said it's gotten to the point of the year where it's become a little predictable with pitch sequencing for Rogers. Next 1-2. Misses a touch inside. Two balls, two strikes. Leaning on that cutter maybe a little bit too much. So opponents sitting on that and maybe other pitches and other counts. 2-2. Plaz fooled on the breaking ball. He takes called strike three. Slider spotted up on the inside edge. Rogers rolling along early in this ball game. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Bases empty for him. Scoreless game. Top two. Rodriguez went 0-for-1 in game one yesterday with a walk. He takes ball one down. It's 1-0. So just as simple as maybe refreshing the plan of attack for Grant might be the difference. 1-0, check swing, tapped foul behind home plate. One ball, one strike. And that's all part of the learning experience. And this is Rogers' first pro season, drafted by the Blue Jays last year out of McNeese State in the 11th round. 1-1, check swing, foul. A few check swing foul balls from Bradenton. 1-2 on Rodriguez. And early in this game, this Marauders lineup looks a little off balance. At least the last three batters, all strikeouts for Rogers. He's a strike away from punching out the side in the second. He's got the sign, winds and fires, and Rodriguez takes downstairs. 2-2. Rodriguez hitting 221. One home run on his line this year. 2-2. Lined foul. Look out in the Blue Jays dugout. Bounced off the very top of the dugout. Out towards the first baseman, Daniel Perez. That'll get the blood flowing. Oof. Still 2-2. Rogers dials it up and misses inside. One fan very vocal in his displeasure with the strike zone. Now the payoff from Grant. Broken bat, slow roller toward short. Going to be a tough play. It's the third baseman, Mesa. Throw to first in time to get him. Nice play from Adrian Mesa. Had to get into a dead sprint to scoop that ball up and make the play in time. But Grant Rogers works a 1-2-3 top half of the second inning. No score through 1.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Jays, shortstop number one, Manuel Beltre.
Blue Jays suited up in their baby blue uniforms tonight under a partly baby blue sky as we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between Bradenton and the DJs. First pitch to Manny Beltre. Fastball right down. Douglas taken for a called strike from Carlson Reed, and it's 0-1. Beltre went 2-for-3 in game one yesterday with a double. 0-1. It's popped up into shallow left. Shortstop Rivas ranges out, bounces underneath it, and makes a two-handed catch. Beltre retired for out number one. Beltre did play game two yesterday, but only got one at-bat and then came out due to cramps. Here's Nick Deschamps with the bases empty. We're scoreless, bottom two. And because Beltre got that one AB and then had to come out, his on-base streak was snapped at 23. First pitch to Deschamps in there for a called strike. Sinking fastball at 93, makes it 0-1. Deschamps with a long on-base streak of his own. He's reached in every game he's played this year. 0-1. Line drive over the shortstop, Rivas, down into center. And that on-base streak grows even further for Nick Deschamps. Make it 15 straight to open the year for him.
Right fielder, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
Granted, some of that before Deschamps' injured list stint. And Alexis Hernandez climbs in here. Time is called as Deschamps looks a little shook up over at first base. He's got his hands on his knees. And now drops down to a knee. Luke Green, the trainer, out to check on him. And this is just strange. Everything looked fine with Deschamps on that swing. I just hope everything's all right. Blue Jays call for some water from the dugout. So Deschamps crouched down behind first base after a single. Takes a sip of some water. Taking a look at the replay, everything looked fine on the swing. Didn't get a chance to see if maybe he tweaked something behind first base. Looked like it all kind of hit him when he got back to the base after the single. Climbs back to his feet. Let's see if he stays in here. He will. So again, you hope everything's all right with Nick. That seemed very sudden there. Kind of scary. All right, so there's a man aboard for Alexis Hernandez. One out, bottom two. We've got no score. Hernandez played both games yesterday. Went 2-for-6 between them. Continuing his really nice stretch that started with the series at Bradenton a few weeks back. Right on right, first pitch. Line drive towards the gap in right center. Down for a hit. Center fielder Torero over to cut it off. Deschamps motors into third standing. Hernandez holds it first with a single. Blue Jays with men on the corners with one out for Daniel Perez.
First baseman, number 46, Daniel Perez.
It's So it's a bottom of the second inning jam for Carlson Reed and company. Blue Jays trying to strike first for the third straight game to open this series. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch from Reed. Perez takes a big wave and a miss. Swung right through a changeup, and it's 0-1. We talked about Reed's repertoire. Keeps guys off balance with his balance in his repertoire. He steps and throws over to first. Hernandez back in standing. He is a stolen base threat over there. Alexis has swiped 16 of them. Team high. Wouldn't be surprising to see him take off with a man on third base. Reed gives him a look and now tosses the 0-1 pitch. Perez fouls it straight back on a fastball. It's quickly 0-2. So Reed throws his sinking fastball the most, 35%, but then everything from there on down is pretty balanced. Four-seamer, 23% of the time. Slider, 23% of the time. And a changeup just a little bit lower, about 16% of the time. See what he dials up on 0-2. Pitch misses low. Hernandez goes. Throw is cut off. Throw back to the plate as Deschamps goes. He's tagged out. So the Blue Jays do indeed put on the stolen base play. And Nick Deschamps is out at the plate. And now the pitch is a called strike. Apparently. So Perez is out, and it's a strike him out, throw him out. Double play. Just like that, the threat is erased, and the Blue Jays go scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. On to the third, nothing-nothing ball game on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays had men on the corners with one out in the second inning. Threat goes uncapitalized. No score as we go to the top of the third. First pitch from Grant Rogers to Javier Rivas misses down. Ball one. Javier Rivas, not your average eight hitter these days. 1-0. He takes just down on a sinking fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Rivas over his last 10. Explosive. 448, OPS well over 1,000. 2-0 pitch misses down and away, not close, and it's 3-0. Rivas pushed his hit streak to 8 games with a hit in both games of the Twin Bill yesterday. His batting average now 209 for the year after a really slow start. 3-0. Rivas takes off speed, called strike. That was the cutter from Rogers. That pitch he really leans on sometimes when he needs strikes. So it's 3-1. Grant with a breath, the kick and the pitch. Rivas bounces it towards third base. Meza picks it up. Third baseman sidearms to first in time. Looked like that ball bounced pretty darn close to Rivas's foot, the way it bounced off the plate, but ball's bouncing a little funny tonight. with some rain that came down earlier. It was a fair ball, and Rivas is retired for out number one. Here's Gerald Toledo. Left-handed batter, right-handed tosser, first pitch. Called strike. That's 0-1. As an airplane drones overhead. A few of them tonight over TD Ballpark. 0-1 pitch. Toledo takes down. 1-1. Toledo's last name spelled like Toledo, Ohio, but pronounced Toledo. 1-1, misses low. 2-1. Toledo went 1-for-3 yesterday with a triple. That was in game one. Didn't play game two. Rogers behind his 2-1. Called strike. And the fastball just nibbled on the high outside edge. It's 2-2. Rogers has set down six straight, looking for a seventh. The 2-2 offer is slapped into center. Sends Arias back. He's under it and makes the catch. So Toledo lines out. It is indeed seven straight set down by Grant Rogers. Here's the top of the order in Kiner Delgado. Delgado 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. A rip and a miss. Violent hack from Delgado makes it 0-1. We've got no score, top three. Rogers with a breath into his wind, the pitch. Misses down, 1-1. Rogers, the type of guy, when he's at his best, he works quick. Wastes no time in between pitches. The pitch misses way outside. Looks like it slipped out of his hand again. The slider didn't slide much. 2-1. Delgado, a top 30 Pittsburgh prospect, takes down and in for a ball. 3-1. Delgado was considered by some to be a top 10 Yankees prospect before he was traded from New York to Pittsburgh earlier this year. Pitch is bounced out in front of the plate, and it deadens up. Foul. Nick Deschamps let it sit for a minute and then touched it. Officially a foul ball. Count is full, 3-2. Delgado calls time, slows down that quick rhythm from Grant. Rogers, the Texas native, product of McNeese State. He kicks and fires the payoff, and it's floated out towards left. Sends Robertus back. He makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Grant Rogers with back-to-back 1-2-3 frames. He set down 8 in a row after allowing a one-out single in the first. We're still scoreless as we go to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Thank you.
It's a pitcher's duel in this one, at least early in the ball game, as we're scoreless going to the bottom of the third. Blue Jays will send up 8-9-1 in their order, starting with Adrian Meza, who's played made a few nice plays down at third base in the field. Now looking for his first hit in single A here at the plate. Switch hitter batting from the left side, first pitch to him. He takes all the way and takes a called strike. Kind of change up, and it's 0-1. Meza opened the season with the Complex League Jays. Hit under 200, 0-1. Meza bloops it over the screen, out of play on the third base side, and it's quickly 0-2. And called up to the DJs after Dunedin needed an infielder with Marcos De La Rosa going up to AA New Hampshire, and now he's with High A Vancouver. 0-2. Meza chokes up, fights it out of play. He stays alive. We'll have another 0-2 pitch. Meza, youngster, 19 years old, stands at just 5'8". Tough guy to pitch to, small frame. 0-2. He swings and misses, but the ball gets by Alfonso. He hustles to it on the warning track, and Meza is safe at first. No throw. So he beats out a strikeout, and the Blue Jays' leadoff man is aboard in the third.
Second baseman, number 4, Bryce Arnold.
So it's the third strikeout for Carlson Reed, but no out to show for it. Let's see what kind of speed Meza has on the base paths. As Bryce Arnold climbs in. Bradenton nothing, Blue Jays nothing, bottom three. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Arnold takes a heater for a called strike, fastball at 95. That's 0-1. That fastball for Reed has reached as high as 98. And granted, that was maybe more when he was a reliever type. 0-1. Arnold swings and misses. Another fastball. Time 93, and it's quickly 0-2. Bryce belted his fourth homer of the year yesterday. Won 1-for-4 in two games. Hitting 191 this year. The 0-2. Misses up and in. Arnold leans out of the way. One ball, two strikes. Reed, the lanky right-hander, leans in, looks in for the sign from Alfonso, shakes him off, now sees what he wants. Here's the 1-2. Arnold lays off a slider down and away. Two balls, two strikes. When the Blue Jays were in the cages earlier today watching the film on Reed, they were really remarking on how well Reed extends. He gets the most out of his 6'4 frame. He sets and deals the 2-2, and Arnold swings and misses on a backdoor slider. Reed with back-to-back strikeouts. That time he gets the out.
Number 47, Victor Arias.
Arnold out number one, and here's the top of the order in Victor Arias. Scoreless game, bottom three. When pitchers really extend, sometimes that allows them to get a little more velocity. And the biggest impact comes in spin. First pitch to Arias, skips out in front of the plate, taken for ball one. Reed operating from the first base side of the rubber, sets the belt. And now comes back with a 1-0. Arias takes called strike. High outside corner. 1-1. You read the scouting reports on Reed, specifically the one in Baseball America. They've got him in the Pirates' top 30. A 1-1 pitch. Arias takes down and outside. Two balls, one strike. They say he is certainly a relief only prospect as a pro, but here he is in the starting rotation for Bradenton, and he has made this transition from the bullpen to the starting rotation remarkably well. 2-1. Big swing comes up empty for Marius. Two balls, two strikes. They also mentioned in that scouting report with that long arm action comes some concerns with command, and obviously that works out okay in the bullpen. Maybe not so much if you're a starter. But Reed's command has been pretty manageable so far this year. He's ready for the 2-2, and it's on the way to Victor Arias. He bounces it foul at home plate. We'll do it again. So often the term in prospect and scouting circles, reliever risk, is brought up. But for Reed, it's the opposite. It's not risk. If he's a reliever, he's going to be a great reliever. Got closer's makeup. 2-2 again. Is fouled off again. Third base side, and the battle continues between Arias and Reed. Sun sets over TD Ballpark. Cloudy skies overhead. Meza with an aggressive lead off first. Another 2-2 on the way. Arias swings and gets a piece of it. Fouls it off Alfonso's mask. Home plate umpire Dominic Romero will give him a moment. Walks a new baseball out to Reed. Impressive battle here from Arias. Broke his bat on a 4-3 putout in the first. Romero now kicks off some dirt off home plate. Settles back behind home plate. Eighth pitch of the at-bat between Reed and Arias coming up. And here it is. Arias gets another piece of it and gets another piece of Eliezer Alfonso. Bradenton's catcher taking a beating in this AB. That one looked maybe off the calf or off the inner thigh. So it's still two balls, two strikes. Now Romero will break out the brush. And if there's a third straight foul tip, I don't know what other time-killing tactics he has in his back pocket, but I guess we might find out the way this AB's going. How about a ninth pitch between Reed and Arias? The set, and here it is. Arias jumps out of the way of a changeup that misses low and in, runs it full, 3-2. We've got no score, bottom of the third. And now Romero needs a fresh delivery of baseballs as Delta Airlines flies overhead. Great camera work by our crew there. That airplane zipping through the clouds, and Reed zips home the payoff pitch. Instead, he throws over to first, and it's late. Meza back in with a dive. We've grown accustomed to seeing ABs like this from Arias, trying to win a long battle with Reed. Pitch number 10. Here it is. Arias swings and misses. That's strike three. Reed wins the battle. So he struck out three batters here in this bottom of the third, only gotten two outs. He's got the rare opportunity to strike out four batters in one inning. Gene Joseph will try and avoid that. It can only happen with a drop third strike. Meza over at first reached on a drop third strike. He tiptoes towards second base, and the first pitch to Gene on the way. He takes low and outside, ball one. No score between Bradenton and the Blue Jays. Bottom three. Reed takes a breath. Sets and chucks. Joseph pulls it to short. Rivas is there. He loops it the short way to second base to cut down Meza on the force. And it's a not a four-strikeout inning for Carlson Reed, but he'll take three of them. Nothing comes of the drop third strike. Meza cut down on the fielder's choice. No score through three on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Grant Rogers, Carlson Reed duking it out early in this ball game. No score through three as we go to the top of the fourth. Rogers deals the first pitch to Omar Alfonso, and it's taken for a called strike. 0-1. Alfonso is the only batter to reach so far against Rogers. First inning single with one out. Grant kicks and deals, and Alfonso takes a called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Rogers gazes down on the rubber, settles onto it. Wearing dark blue cleats, is 0-2, is hopped down to first base. Perez scoops it up, takes it to the bag himself. Out number one. That's nine in a row set down by Rogers. Here's Emmanuel Torero. Another lefty. Flied out two left in the first. Scoreless game, top four, first pitch. In there for a called strike on a cutter dotted up on a low inside corner. Torero can't do anything but smile. Trying to laugh that one off, 0-1. Misses outside, one ball, one strike. Torero, known more as a pure hitter than a power hitter. Showed off some pop last year in his time with Bradenton, though. 1-1 pitch. His sword foul out of play. Over the third base dugout, 1-2. Rogers within striking distance of strikeout number four. The 1-2 offer misses down. Couldn't get Torero to go fishing after it. Split changeup there. Two balls, two strikes. Good to see Grant in this rhythm. Had a good outing in his first start against Bradenton this year. 2-2. Torero bounces it foul. We'll do it again. And that was back on May 23rd at Lee Com Park. Grant got off to a slow start in that game. Allowed three first-inning runs, but then threw four scoreless after that. Another 2-2 pitch. Torero gets under it, skies it into shallow center. Beltre, the shortstop, sprints out. Victor Arias in center calls him off and makes the catch. Rogers continues to cruise right along. Base is empty for Esmerlin Valdez. Valdez 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout in the first. No score in this one. Top four. First offer runs inside. Almost glanced Valdez. But it's just ball one. Rogers working quickly. He deals. And a slider is poured in there. Called strike. 1-1. Earlier in the ball game, we were talking about Unwritten by Natasha Benningfield. Grant's walkout music. So 1-1 is popped up behind home plate. It drops into the seats over the screen. It's 1-2. Grant came to the conclusion last week. He said, you know what? I'm going to change. It just has to be done. And then this morning, he changed his mind. He had a sudden change of heart. Shot us a message in the front office. He said, no, don't change my song. Valdez calls time. So I asked him before the game, hey, why the change of heart? He said, I just listened to the song and I got the good vibes again. 1-2 tapped foul, third base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Rogers wipes some sweat off his face. Humid night. It's cooled off thanks to that rain earlier. 1-2 offer. Valdez takes outside on a cutter. Two balls, two strikes. Some tall, billowing clouds out beyond the left field wall. 2-2 is tapped foul. Good battle here from Valdez trying to avoid a 1-2-3 fourth. Rogers gets a new baseball. Digs in on the first base side of the rubber. Back into his motion. 2-2 pitch. Runs inside. And that hit Valdez. Got him near the ribs. Ouch. Sinker ran in, and that breaks up a streak of 10 straight set down by Rogers. Valdez aboard with two outs in the fourth. Here's Shalene Polanco.
Left fielder, number 35, Shalene Polanco.
Rogers at 74 pitches, so he's worked some long ABs. Hopefully he can get out of this inning quick and come back for the fifth. First pitch to Polanco, swing and a foul back. On a cutter up in the zone, and it's 0-1. Rogers has been remarkably consistent. Whether or not it's been his night or not, he's worked deep in games for minor league standards. He's pitched at least five innings in five straight. 0-1, lined foul, out of play, third base side, and it's 0-2. There's a little bit of throwing out in the Blue Jays bullpen. Rogers has gone as deep as 90 pitches. And in college, he routinely went very deep into games. Seventh or later, more times than not. 0-2. Polanco just gets a piece. A split changeup. He stays alive, still 0-2. So in 2023 at McNeese State for Grant, pitched through the seventh or later in 9 of his 15 starts. Just remarkable. 0-2. Check swing from Polanco. Did he go? No swing. On a fastball just upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Polanco leans back in the stance from the left side. The 1-2 toss is popped up into shallow right. Arnold ranges out. And three men converge. It's the right fielder, Hernandez, who swoops in at the last second to make the catch. A play that makes your heart skip a beat. But looks routine in the scorebook, and Rogers leaves Valdez over at first. And it's still nothing-nothing as we head to the home half of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Robert Robertis leads off the bottom of the fourth as we're still scoreless at TD Ballpark in Game 3 of this six-game series. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night. Larry Larson in with you along with our entire crew. Robertis 0-for-1 with a ground out down to first. Carlson Reed working from the windup his first offer. Robertis takes a called strike on a slider. Center cut there and it's 0-1. Reed has been pretty darn good tonight. Five strikeouts through three frames. 0-1. Called strike two. Fastball in on the hands, but it clipped the zone. 0-2. Robertis in an upright stance. Rests the bat on his shoulder from the left side. 0-2 pitch. Is chopped down to first. It's foul. Off of Matt Von Romer, Blue Jays' first base coach. Reached out to make the barehanded snag. Couldn't quite field it cleanly. So still 0-2 on Robertis. Some vocal fans in the crowd tonight as Robertis rolls the next 0-2 foul. Over to Jose Mayorga. Feels that one cleanly. He might have a word or two with VR after that one. Talking some smack. Next 0-2. Robertis swings and misses on a fading changeup. Sixth strikeout from Carlson Reed. One down in the home fourth. Here's Manny Beltre. Beltre 0-for-1 with a pop out to short. I mentioned earlier in the ball game that Beltre's on-base streak was snapped yesterday at 23. First pitch hammered right at the third baseman, Toledo. He makes a sliding catch. That's why they call it the hot corner. A screamer from Beltre at 104, just a little bit too close to Toledo. Loud out number two. Base is empty for Nick Deschamps. He singled in the second, first pitch. He takes called strike. Slider on the back door, and it's 0-1. Reed with a breath and the pitch. Deschamps pulls it sharply down to Plaz. First baseman drops to a knee, takes it to the bag, steps on it, and the Blue Jays go down swiftly. 1-2-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Let's see if the Blue Jays go to the bullpen, and they will as we head to the fifth. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
After four shutout innings from Blue Jays right-hander Grant Rogers, Blue Jays handed off to the bullpen for Jandre Rojas. The Blue Jays bullpen has been outstanding lately. 17 consecutive scoreless innings dating back to Friday at Palm Beach. Rojas, the right-hander, will face 6-7-8. And Bradenton's lineup is we're scoreless going to the top of the fifth. First pitch to Oxiel Plaz. He takes called strike, and it's 0-1. Rojas, the 4.76 ERA, inflated mostly due to maybe one, two, or three bad outings. Outside of those, he's been good. 0-1. A slider taken for a called strike. Started as a ball inside, then dropped in there. That's 0-2. Rojas at 5'10", 180. Gathers the sign from Deschamps. From the stretch, the 0-2. Called, strike three. Plaz caught window shopping on a fastball on the outside edge. Rojas picked up where he left off from last week. Rojas had a stint of over 2 weeks without throwing in a game. His first inning back last week, he struck out the side. Bases empty for Eddie Rodriguez. Scoreless game in the fifth. First pitch. Called strike. Some rain starts to come down. Where'd that come from? Well, looking up from our perspective, there's blue sky overhead. No sun, but blue sky. Oh, wonder Rodriguez. Swing and a miss and a wipeout slider. It's 0-2. Now behind us, there's probably some clouds. That's where that rain's coming from. 0-2 from Rojas. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Rojas mowing him down out of the Blue Jays bullpen. Two down, bases empty for Javier Rivas. Let's get to the final line on Grant Rogers. He had a good night, albeit a short one. Four innings, just one hit, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts. Strong outing from Grant. Good thing he kept that song. First pitch to Rivas, misses low and in. 1-0. Rivas with five homers this year, four of them in his last 10 games, including his one yesterday. Rojas with a breath, the kick and the offer. Rivas tied up on a fastball in on the hands. He calls time. Maybe a little frustrated with himself after swinging at that pitch. Wipes off his bat in between his legs. Climbs back in. 1-1. Fastball misses down in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Well, the ball boys are going to be working overtime with this rain coming down. Rojas with a fresh baseball, and the 2-1 pitch is fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. Rojas a strike away from striking out the side in the fifth. Most of the Blue Jays have sought cover underneath the dugout roof. As Rojas comes home with a 2-2, it misses low. Runs it full, 3-2. Rivas, the long, lanky right-handed batter, waves the bat in a small circle over his shoulder as he waits on the payoff and flares it down the right field line. It floats out of play, foul. Still full, 3-2. Rivas, a guy who's had a tumultuous single-A career, especially last year. Probably really enjoying this stretch. Next payoff pitch misses low and in as Rojas almost stumbled off the mound. He calls time and he wants to kick around some dirt. As Rivas reaches on a walk. Here is Gerald Toledo. Toledo 0-for-1 with a fly out to center. So things are probably getting a little slippery. Out on the bump for Rojas. He swaps out baseballs. Rain still floating down underneath the lights. It's just that time of year here in Florida. Rain can come out of nowhere. First pitch to Toledo. Misses outside. Ball one. Marauders nothing. Blue Jays nothing. Visitors fifth inning. Rojas gives a look over at Rivas. He's a good runner. Threat to run here. Rojas throws over to first. It's late. Rivas has swiped four bases. He's been caught twice. Marauders not a huge stolen base team. They do have 77 this year, so they've piled up lately. 1-0. Paints the outside corner. On a fastball. One ball, one strike. Rain lightening it up. At least it appears. Hopefully. Maybe just wishful thinking. The 1-1. Check swing from Toledo. He went. On a back foot slider. He got out of the way, but his bat just went a little bit too far. 1-2. So now Rojas, once again, a strike away from his third punch out of the frame. He comes home, and Toledo takes low and in. Two balls, two strikes. Striking out the side is one of those baseball terms that seems to have a little debate around it. Did you strike out the side if there was a base runner involved? I tend to err on the side of no, that's not striking out the side because somebody reached. 2-2 pitch, bouncer over the mound to the shortstop Beltre on the second base side. He throws to first late. Toledo busts it up the first base line, and he beats out an infield single. So that extends the inning for the top of the order in Kiner Delgado. So Rivas up to scoring position. And Jandre Rojas in a jam in the top of the fifth. Bradenton threatening to strike first. And Kiner Delgado strides in. He's 0-2. Tell you what, if you think striking out the side, it doesn't matter with base runners, if you've got a different definition of striking out the side, you can shoot us a text. Let us know. 813-291-3932. You can text the booth. Get involved with the broadcast. First pitch to Delgado. Hammered foul down the first base line. 0-1. Well, we've been passed along word to the booth. That there is some heavy rain moving towards the ballpark again. So hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we might be staring another rain delay in the face. 0-1, Delgado lines it out towards deep left. Robertis hustling back on the track. He makes the catch. Delgado gave it a ride the opposite way, but Jandre Rojas leaves runners on first and second. And still no score as we head to the home fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Nationwide is a proud part.
Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. We head to the bottom of the fifth at TD Ballpark. We've got no score between Bradenton and the Blue Jays in game three of a six-game series, and this might be a little more consequential than your average bottom of the fifth inning. Carlson Reed back out there for the Marauders. I'll get 6-7-8, starting with Alexis Hernandez. First pitch misses low and away, ball one. So looking at the weather maps, it looks like there's some more nasty weather coming our way. This could be the last inning we play tonight. A wonder Hernandez popped up out of play, first base side. That's quickly 0-2. So the game is official after five innings, or four and a half, if the home team is in front. So here in the bottom of the fifth, if the Blue Jays score a run and we have to suspend this game, it could mean a Blue Jays win. 0-2 to Hernandez. Ground ball towards the middle, right at Kiner Delgado. The second baseman loops it over to first in time. And that's out number one.
First baseman, number 46, Daniel Perez.
There's Daniel Perez. Of course, if Carlson Reed has anything to do with it, at least so far tonight, might be tough for the Blue Jays to take that coveted lead. First pitch to Perez. In there for a called strike on the outside edge. Good change up there from Reed. He rocks and fires. Perez waves and misses on a changeup. It's 0-2. Reed set down Daniel, looking back in the second. He's got it, strikeout stuff tonight. Six of them after nine last week against Clearwater. Reed has the sign from Alfonso. The wind and the pitch. Perez takes a called strike three again. Reed spots up a slider in the upper reaches of the zone. Two up, two down in the bottom of the fifth.
Third baseman, number 11, Adrian Meza.
There's Adrian Meza. Not a guy traditionally with a lot of pop. The Blue Jays are looking for instant offense. Reed wants to switch out baseballs as they're growing increasingly saturated as the rain continues to come down. Meza reached on a strikeout in the third. First pitch slapped foul. It's 0-1. Biggest threat in this ball game from Dunedin came in the second inning when the Jays got two singles. But the inning ended on a strike him out, throw him out, double play. 0-1. Slapped out of play further down the left field side. No less, it's 0-2. Reed a strike away from another speedy 1-2-3 inning. Pirates top 30 prospect fires home, and Meza fouls it back into the net behind home plate. 0-2. Meza widens out his stance, sporting long blue socks with his baby blue jersey. Next 0-2 pitch, skips out in front of home plate in the dirt. It's ball one. Well, for what it's worth, the rain is still floating down at a pretty average clip. It's remaining consistent. I guess that's a good thing. 1-2. Meza takes up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Reed rocks and fires, and Meza takes down. Runs it full, 3-2. Reed has not issued a walk tonight. Just those two hits for the Blue Jays in terms of base runners, and then Meza reaching on that strikeout in the third. Payoff pitch from Reed after a big, deep breath. Meza fouls it off the catcher, Alfonso. He picks up another bruise as the rain now comes down a little bit harder. If we're not careful, we might stumble our way into another doubleheader. It's one of those weeks. Could be worse. We could be down south. Fort Myers and Lakeland haven't played a game yet. Looks like somebody down in the seats checking out the radar, putting their meteorologist cap on. Payoff pitch. Meza floats it into shallow left center, down for a hit. Adrian Meza picks up his first base knock. Blue Jays with the go-ahead run on first base.
Second baseman, number four, Bryce Arnold.
Here's Bryce Arnold. He belted a homer yesterday. Certainly got that type of pop. Right-hander on right-hander. No score, bottom five, rain pouring down. First pitch. Misses outside for a ball. Well, Carlson Reed, just a really fun pitcher to watch. Successful in his transition from bullpen to the starter. 1-0, popped up out of play, first base side. He was recently featured in a Q&A article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He had some really interesting quotes about how he sees pitching. Reed said, he's kind of a math guy. He was a finance major in West Virginia. 1-1. Arnold takes down and outside. Two balls, one strike. So Reed in that article said, I look at being a starting pitcher like it's a math equation. Like solving for X. Just like there are different ways to get to an answer in an equation, there are different ways to get a hitter out. 2-1 toss. Arnold takes a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Reed said, math was my favorite subject, so I kind of related to that. Trying to end his equation with another strikeout. He takes a breath, the 2-2. Arnold gets a piece of it, bounces it foul. Third base side, still 2-2. And then Reed related it to his pitch arsenal. We've talked about that balance throughout the night. He said, kind of with the math, try and keep things unpredictable. His next 2-2 to Arnold is a bouncer foul. Good battles from the Jays here. And the intense shower becoming more and more visible underneath the lights here at TD Ballpark. Meza, a good runner off first. Could score on an extra base hit. Next 2-2 from Reed. Misses a touch high, runs the count full. Again, this could be it for the ball game tonight. Blue Jays dugout coming to life. Reed looks in for the sign, sets at the belt. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses downstairs. That's ball four. Reed can't quite solve for X quite yet. Mays up to second, Arnold aboard, and here's the top of the order in Victor Arias.
Number 47, Victor Arias.
Arias 0-2 against Reed in the leadoff spot. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, no score, bottom five with two outs. First pitch, misses up and away, ball one. One thing to keep in mind here, it's going to get harder and harder to command the baseball with that saturating rain. Reed gathers the sign, fiddles with the baseball on his mitt, checks the runners and deals, and Arias takes a heater called strike at the letters. It's 1-1. Some fans braving the elements, still in their seats, not underneath the awning. We tip our cap to him. 1-1. areas of the big swing and a miss on a changeup. It's 1-2. Once again, Reed a strike away from getting out of this inning. Arias calls time. Adjusts his batting gloves. He's the Blue Jays' best hitter with runners on. A 300 hitter when there are men on base. Trying to continue that trend here. Two on, two out, bottom five in a shutout ball game. The 1-2. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Meza paces back to second base. Arnold not being held over at first. Base hit. Could score the game's first run. Another 1-2 pitch. Arias pops it up out of play behind home plate. We'll do it over. Now remember, Arias had a similar at-bat against Reed. That was in the third inning, and Reed won that battle on a swinging strikeout. Can he get him again? The next 1-2 pitch. Arias takes high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now there's action in the Bradenton bullpen. Reed at 80 pitches. Two balls, two strikes. Reed sets and fires home. Arias swings and misses. That's strike three. And Carlson Reed strands two on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Soaked in raindrops. We go to the sixth, scoreless on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. And we'll have to stay tuned on the weather status in this one as the umpires are getting together. More on that after a break on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. As June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. As the rain continues, we play on to the top of the sixth at TD Ballpark, and J.J. Sanchez is into the ballgame for the Jays. Hard-throwing lefty was turned into one of the Jays' best relievers over the course of the last month plus. Now looking at the radar, if this storm continues to move as quick as it is, we could keep on playing, at least hopefully. So the details on Sanchez is we've got no score. Lefty's got a 2.35 ERA in 23 innings of work.
Number 50, Omar Alfonso.
And he has looked especially effective in his last 10 outings. 1.35 ERA in 13 and a thirds. He'll face Omar Alfonso here, lefty on lefty. And the first pitch. Misses down, ball one. Oh, now the rain's getting heavier. Heaviest it's been. If you listen close, you can hear it on our crowd microphone. Alfonso takes called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. It's almost like one of those sleep sounds. And Dominic Romero says that's enough. Everybody to the dugout. Staff to the tarp, and we are in a rain delay. And for just a moment, take a listen to the rainstorm. Whole lot of rain, not a lot of runs to be had tonight. We've officially entered our second rain delay of the ball game, and we've got no score in the top of the sixth between the Jays and the Marauders. Batten down the hatches, everybody. We'll step aside for a break on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
All right, so we're back at TD Ballpark. If you're watching on MILB TV, if our stream is even still up, you can see that the tarp is on the field. And if you're watching, or rather listening online, trust us, the rain is pouring down. Tarp is now on the field, and we are in our second rain delay of the night. We're going to have to keep you updated on the status of this one. We'll keep our audio stream live, and we will come on with any updates as they come in. But we've got no score in the top of the sixth inning. J.J. Sanchez on the mound, Omar Alfonso at the plate, and we will have any updates as we get them. So stay tuned. It's been a good one so far. Both teams had their chances before the delay. Neither capitalized, and this one may be suspended, but again, no official word. We'll keep you updated on any updates. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey there. In case anybody is still out there, maybe waiting on a baseball game, maybe not. Disappointing news, tonight's game has been suspended. We will play another doubleheader tomorrow. Tonight's game resuming at 4:45 p.m. To be honest, I forgot that this stream was up and running. I was about to leave the broadcast booth. Glad I remembered. And out of curiosity, because I'm curious, if anybody's listening to this right now, I want you to text me my personal cell phone number, 815-715-7511. I'd get a real kick out of it if anybody heard this and texted me. And if not, I'm talking to myself. But then again, that's what I do for a career. So we've got no score as we will resume this game tomorrow. First pitch at 4:45. Nine-inning game to follow. So another doubleheader. We'll talk to you then. See ya.